Chapter 8, My Lovely Girlfriend. Yes, love at first sight, how nice. My foreign girlfriend, she spent the first week in England vomiting into my toilet because she had a stomach bug. I watched her on the floor and I felt utter contempt because I had orders the next morning. I took her to the GP the next day, who prescribed anti-sickness tablets, and I just let her rest on my sofa. I didn't want her vomiting in my bed. I bought her a car. You know, I hate driving. I figured that, you know, she could just take me places. I gave her some freedom too. Like, I handled her doctors, because she couldn't handle the phone, apparently. I handled her bank, because she was dysphoric about that too, for some reason. I handled her phone calls. Apparently her voice made her depressed. She didn't mind calling her friends, though. You know, I didn't pay any mind, but I did notice it immediately. I enjoyed building her new gaming computer, replacing the one that she'd left behind in her home country. I gave her the best processor available, the best graphics card. I took extra time to route all the wires precisely, making it all look really neat, and the custom cooling system. I built it myself. You know, it was all clean. I was really proud of it. I cooked her meals. I literally, like, had to drag her out of bed to the shower. Like, I had to like, physically lift her out of bed sometimes in the morning to get her in the shower because she was too depressed. This happened a lot, and even when we had arrangements, you know, even when we had stuff to do that day, I'd be like, for fuck's sake, get out of bed. I had to dress her like she was a fucking child. She'd refuse to get dressed. I didn't want to sleep next to a fucking tramp, so, you know, I had to make sure that she showered daily. All I wanted was a house friend, you know, someone who could just help me live my life, occasionally entertain me. She refused to look for a job. I did give her an allowance a little bit later after that. I told her on day one, I just wanted to help her get started, you know, like help her become independent. She decided that she would just use me instead. I was easier, apparently. She stopped having sex with me the moment we landed in the UK. We were all lovey-dovey back in her country, and, you know, it was all nice, but complete disaster as soon as we landed. She was basically a child. I felt completely enraged when she couldn't even perform basic functions. I mean, it was like I had to be her brain. It felt like an anchor had been tied to my ankle. You know, she became like a noose around my neck. My lovely little parasite, I thought. My dad thought she was taking the proper piss too. You know, she did more than that. She sucked my soul dry. She absolutely drained me from day one. Like, even my mum said so. Like, if you left this woman alone for a week, she'd starve. Like, she wouldn't even be able to walk through the fridge to eat food. I just thought at the time, maybe she's depressed or something. I took her to the GP who gave her antidepressants. I helped her buy hormones online as well. You know, I just gave her a link to the website and said, here, buy what you want. You know, she did that. She was never like 100%, and she still had like no energy during the day, but, you know, it made her a little bit better. If I had to describe it, it was like, you know when you start a car and it's just not going to start? That was her. Every day. Like, she just annoyed me. Like, her sadness. Like, she was just sad all the time. And it meant that I was constantly distracted from work. She complained about everything. She never helped with anything. She wasn't even, like, incapable. You know, like, one of her friends flew to England one day, flew from her country to England. She went in the fucking car to London all day and was as happy as could be, completely functional. She'd come home and I couldn't even sleep because of how loud they were being. They were just yapping away all night. Her friend was nice though. Like, she did cook like really amazing like food, because like where she came from, her country just had amazing food. Yeah, she was perfectly normal then. I became so overwhelmed and burned out myself dealing with her that I just stopped looking after myself. I started to gain weight fast because, you know, we were ordering just fast food and just eating shit because, like, she drained me dry. I started drinking to make her more tolerable. Ah, that's better. Much more manageable now. Yeah, complete mess. And it never stops. It never fucking stops. Eventually, I just started shouting at her, you know, like, I stopped tolerating her nonsense, like within the first month. Because she clearly had no intention of helping herself, let alone me. Why should I bother if she had no respect for herself? We did occasionally go out, you know, we'd sit indoors and play computer games as well. We went to a local trans group that we found. You know, I thought maybe she wanted new friends, replace the ones that she had from where she came from. She claimed to show an interest in my life, but she never actually showed any concern for my mental health. Like, she never asked me if I was all right. I couldn't breathe. She complained simultaneously that I would not share with her. I shared everything. I literally gave her fucking everything. No fucking respect whatsoever. Her mother was a fucking saint for raising her to her 18th birthday. I would have dumped her in an adoption agency if I was her mother. Actually, I wouldn't even have children. And I told her this myself. Like, if children are any worse than this, and I assume they are, then I don't want it. I knew, literally as a result of meeting my girlfriends, that I would be a terrible parent, that I would be trapped for 18 years. At least girlfriend could be dumped. She would later criticize me, for some of the things that I said to her whilst enraged. Because she drained me dry. She sucked me dry at all times. This too annoyed me. You know, it's like a double standard. Oh yeah, you can fuck me over, but what? She never forgot anything I said either. You say the wrong thing once and you're doomed. You know, but I had to be the one to please her at all times. She never did anything for me. Not once. Then I made the mistake of moving to a bigger, more expensive house. My boring house, which I will cover in a later chapter. I loved my bungalow. It was crap. The wiring was shit. The gas was actually dangerous. It had to be replaced at one point. You know, nothing worked, but it was mine. I liked it. I loved it. I had it set up just how I wanted. But she said, no, we need more space. Fine, I said. She was occasionally useful. She translated one of my websites into her native language, for example. She served as a moderator in my chat room. This was my trans website, trans chat room. This is how I met Catfriends, for example. Catfriends saw immediately what a mess this relationship was. Like, she told me herself, this will not last. I tried to keep it going, though. I thought, all right, you know, she's come here for, she's just come here from her own home country, you know, let her settle in for a while. But this went on for months, you know. I even paid her deposit for gender reassignment surgery in Thailand. I later pulled the deposit after we broke up because, like, fuck her. I made sure, even complaining loudly to uncooperative doctors while she was with me, to get her on the waiting list for NHS trans care. And again, I handled the phone for her. Like, I did everything for her. I had to physically drag her out of the house to get her to her appointments on the bus to wherever we needed to go. She just couldn't do anything, it seemed. I was living her life instead of mine. You know, I basically replaced her mum. £10,000, roughly. That's how much, roughly, I actually priced it. That's roughly how much money I spent on her in the 6 months that we were together. Ungrateful fucking bitch. She also had, like, she was just evil. I often told her to her face that she's a fucking parasite, that she needed to get off her ass and actually do some work for herself. Like, I would regularly shout and just tell her these things. Not because I had any intentions for her. You know, I was just offended by the fact that she wouldn't look after herself. It annoyed me. You know, she expected me to do everything for her. I provided her all of the things she needed, especially for transition, in freedom, away from her transphobic mum, who had literally at one point ripped a dress off of her fucking body. Like, she still needed to take care of herself, though. Like, you know, she wasn't a child. I just got sick of her, you know. I didn't respect her when she wanted things from me, like attention, because she wanted attention all the time. You know, I'd be forced to listen to her stupid stories, and it would always be the same stories. And, you know, I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Now, I'd be sitting there for an hour, and I got orders going out the next day, and I'd be thinking, for fuck's sake, shut up. And I'd just be sitting there meekly listening to her rant. Like when she got depressed every Christmas for, like, no fucking reason. Who the fuck gets depressed at Christmas? Christmas is amazing. I actually used to, I just have a go at her. I just tell her, you know, get a grip, because it was too much for me to handle. I tolerated it at first, you know, as I said, you know, first move blues or whatever, fair enough. But it went on, you know. She refused to put any effort, and she had no self-respect. Why should I respect someone who doesn't respect themselves? That's what I thought back then. The nerve that she actually broke up with me and not the other way around. I was humiliated, broken. I just couldn't cope. You know, I took steps to make myself happy again towards the end. I felt immediately free when we broke up. Like I had my life back, you know? What a judgmental cunt, I thought. her friends as well. I mean, what more is there to say? You know, when we broke up, I used the word parasite to describe her on Facebook, you know, accurately. And an immediate red flag to one of her friends, who would then accuse me of possible domestic abuse. Domestic abuse? Are you fucking joking? What about me? I was the one who nearly went fucking insane, bitch. I would have been better off if I never met her in the first place, you know? I was immediately happy the day after she left. Free to be me again, undisturbed. It wasn't all bad, though. You know, like, we did have a lot of fun on a lot of days. You know, we went out places. I enjoyed having someone to talk to a lot of the time. You know, I just didn't like the stress of dealing with her. I just needed a better partner. We went to a lot of places with each other. You know, in the early days, we'd speak fondly of our futures together. Like, we both enjoyed each other's company in the early days, especially when we first met. But the relationship just went south. It just dropped to the floor. Like, literally, most of it was just normal relationship troubles that anyone else would face. My own description of her is just how I felt, in ways that I mostly didn't even express back then. These were just feelings that I had, because when you're in the thick of it, you just get on with it, right? You know, that's me. I just get on with it. I didn't even see myself as inherently hostile or anything. I genuinely believed at the time that I was the one being attacked, that I was the one under constant pressure from everyone else and being judged for what I believed to be good intentions, because I provided her everything. I gave her everything she needed. I just wouldn't tolerate nonsense, you know? She was just really intense all the time. She was draining my own freedom to do the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to help her. I tried to help her. But I didn't want to be burdened myself. You know, this is actually something that people commented on at the time, that I had a tendency to just do everything myself, and I never asked anyone else for help. I didn't need any help. I needed her to help herself so that I could help myself. You know, this is just, I don't know. In spite of these stories which describe drama, I did feel happy on most days, because, again, you know, I just got on with it. She was like this constant draining noise in the background. But, you know, it's fine, whatever. I just focused on my projects and my work anyway. This is a time in my life when I had a lot more control over my life, others' lives notwithstanding. I had no concepts then that things could get any worse. I was often arrogant, and I just didn't plan for my future that much. You know, I just enjoyed then what was a relatively high wealth. At least higher than what I'd been used to earlier in my life. There's nothing sinister about me. I never planned any of it, you know. It just happened to me, seemingly at random. Anyway.